Elsa Conrad, known as Eagle, German for hedgehog, was the successful owner of the Marley and Eagle Club and shaped the lesbian nightlife in the late 1920s with her legendary women's club Mont Bijou des Westens. Because she spoke disparagingly about the Nazi regime, loved women, and was half Jewish, she suffered Nazi persecution, first in prison and then in the Moring concentration camp. She was only able to escape the ordeal of the camp on condition that she leave the country. She fled to Nairobi and returned to Germany years later, impoverished. Elsa Conrad was born in Berlin as Elsa Rosenberg on May 9, 1887. After completing a commercial apprenticeship, she married a waiter, Wilhelm Conrad, in 1910. This was presumably a sham marriage to a man who was also homosexual, and they divorced in 1931. In 1925, Elsa Conrad ran a wine bar with a gramophone for a lesbian clientele on Oliverplatz in Charlottenburg. Around 1927, she opened Marley und Eagel at Lutherstrasse 16, today's number 2, which she ran together with her friend Amalie Rothaug, known as Marley. This was where the legendary women's club Mont Bijou des Westens met. The club developed into one of the most exclusive meeting places for women who loved women. The Women's Association had around 600 members and was a strictly closed society. In her 1928 city guide, Berlin's Lesbische Frauen, Berlin's Lesbian Woman, of Ruth Margarete Röllig, she described the club as a gathering place for elite of the intellectual world. Film stars, singer, actresses, and women working in the arts and science in general. It was by far the most interesting association of lesbian women in Berlin, a strictly closed society that can only be entered through introduction or recommendation. The club is located in the elegant west of Berlin, on the corner of the quiet Wormser and Luther streets, and is skillfully run by two intelligent friends, Marley und Eagle, one a consummate garçon type, refined and self-aware, the other more of a high-spirited gamin. The two operators are described very differently. Eagle as a strong, a little plump, short hair, hands always in her pockets, boyish, while Marley was the opposite in appearance. Hilde Radosch remembers Marley as a dream of a woman, brunette, in loose, soft dresses and with that certain something that you can't resist. Prominent guests included Marlene Dietrich and Gertrude Sandmann. Sandmann recalled, "People dance, flirted, talked to each other. The club was so well known through word of mouth that advertising was unnecessary. Men were only allowed in rare occasions." The club's annual balls and costume parties, which also took place in a neighboring Scala and were reported on by the Berlin press, attracted a great deal of attention. The rise to power of the National Socialists brought an abrupt end to the flourishing homosexual subculture. A decree issued by Hermann Göring in February 1933 to combat Flop houses and homosexual establishments led to the closure of the Marley and Eagle, which was enforced by the police in early March 1933. Since Elsa Conrad did not hide her critical attitude towards National Socialism, she was arrested on October 5, 1935, as a result of denunciation by her subtenant. The complaint included several allegations. Conrad had concealed both her ancestry, which was considered non-Aryan, according to Nazi racial categories, and her lesbian orientation. In addition, she was charged with making statements critical of the regime. She was said to have stated that the listening to the Horst Wessel song made her feel sick, and she had alleged that Hitler and Rudolf Hess had a homosexual relationship. On December 18, 1935, the court sentenced Elsa Conrad to 1 year and 3 months in prison for insulting the Reich government. She spent this time in the Barnim and Kantstrasse women's prisons in Berlin. After her release on January 4, 1937, she was only free for a couple of days before being sent to the Moring concentration camp. She was placed in protective custody in the concentration camp because of her criticism of the Nazi regime, her prominent role as lesbian activist, and her classification as half-Jewish. The protective custody order specifically emphasized that Conrad was lesbian inclined. The detention by means of protective custody took place without a trial and for an indefinite period. Her release from the concentration camp was only possible on condition that Elsa Conrad leave Germany permanently. Her former long-term partner, Bertha Stenzel, worked tirelessly to obtain the necessary identity documents and travel papers. Nevertheless, Konrad was confronted with a multitude of bureaucratic hurdles. It was not until February 1938, after she had already lost a paid ship passage due to the delays, she was released from the Moring concentration camp, severely weakened by illness. On November 12, 1938, Elsa Konrad managed to flee to Kenya. From 1943 onwards, she lived in Nairobi, where she ran a milk bar and kept her head above water by working as a nanny and saleswoman. In Nairobi, she met Stephanie Zweig's family, whom Elsa immortalized in her 1995 autobiographical novel, Nowhere in Africa. Seriously ill and penniless, Elsa Konrad returned to Germany in 1961 and died there on February 1963 in Hanau. Her longtime partner, Amalie Rothaug, had emigrated to the US in 1936 due to her Jewish heritage, received American citizenship in 1950, and died in Florida 1984 at the age of 94. In Berlin, an attempt was made in 2021 to name a small square at Apostel Paulus Straße, Salzburger Straße to Marley und Eagle Platz, Marley and Hedgehog Square, but so far without success. Elsa Konrad is considered a rare documented case of women who were arrested specifically because of her homosexuality and deported to a concentration camp. A fate that is representative of the systematic persecution of sexual minorities under National Socialism. If you would like to hear more audio contributions, scroll below the post. Nearby, you can visit the International Steel Against Forgetting, a memorial to the victims of the HIV/AIDS pandemic, or Anita Augsburg, who successfully fought for women's suffrage. Alternatively, you can use the map to find more queer heroes nearby or follow one of the suggested tours. If you'd like to experience queer stories on a guided bike tour, check out the website here or follow Homolulu Berlin on Instagram for the next dates. If you have any feedback, please write to info@homoluluberlin.de. I'm Raphael Nasemann, your guide. Thank you for listening and spreading the word.